In a statement, Graham said he regrets the Army's decision and will continue to pray for the troops. Hours before the Army disinvited him, Graham told the Fox News channel he loves Muslims but disagrees with Islam.
I want them to know that they don't have to die in a car bomb, they don't have to die in some kind of holy war to be accepted by God, but it's through faith in Jesus Christ and Christ alone.
Mikey Weinstein heads a group that said Muslim troops objected to Graham's appearance.
I see that in his statement, Graham had indicated that he gives his great support to the troops, what he just did by not showing up.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
It makes America otherwise look like a bunch of crusaders, that this is a war against of Jesus versus Allah, and that it's a crusade versus jihad. And if that happens, then Al-Qaeda and the Taliban wins, and we can never let them win. If the Pentagon is thinking they're going to play bait and switch and get rid of Graham and bring in another fundamentalist Christian preacher that is non-inclusive and Islamophobic, we'll go right back into court again.